seems to indicate that vitamin C is of benefit in controlling the symptoms of amphetamine excess, perhaps by opposing the effects of increased dopamine released by the amphetamine while accelerating the urinary elimination of amphetamine from the body. It would also appear that vitamin C may well play an important role in keeping dopamine levels stable in the brain. Aromatic hydrocarbons, anthracene and 3,4-benzpyrene, are likely detoxified more readily in the presence of vitamin C, becoming less carcinogenic and more readily excreted. Benzanthrone is a chemical encountered in the industrial manufacture of dyes. Consistent with a toxic effect, Dwevedi et al. Noted that its presence consumed vitamin C as well as glutathione, another antioxidant. Das et al. Looked at the toxicity of benzanthrone in guinea pigs and found that a relatively small amount of vitamin C, 50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, resulted in marked improvement in the microscopic appearance and biochemical changes seen in the liver, testes, kidney, and bladder of animals exposed to benzanthrone. Pendia et al. Found that benzanthrone administration to guinea pigs caused a significant decrease of vitamin C levels in the blood, adrenal glands, and liver. These researchers also found that a vitamin C dose of only 25 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day caused a 40% lowering of the rate of benzanthrone-induced death in supplemented guinea pigs compared to the vitamin C depleted group. Dwevedi et al. Also looked at the toxicity of benzanthrone applied to the skin of mice. They found that vitamin C taken orally or applied to the skin resulted in substantial protection against benzanthrone-induced toxic effects on both the skin and liver. Vitamin C also has favorable effects on decreasing the organ deposition of benzanthrone and increasing its urinary and fecal elimination. In guinea pigs, Garg et al. Showed that pre-treating these animals with vitamin C caused a 32% increase in the excretion of benzanthrone, while organ retention of this toxin was reduced by approximately 50%. Das et al. Also found that vitamin C enhanced excretion and decreased retention of benzanthrone in guinea pigs. Garg et al. Suggested giving vitamin C to industrial workers exposed to benzanthrone could prevent symptoms of toxicity. Benzene is a volatile liquid hydrocarbon, which is generated as a byproduct of coal distillation. It is frequently used as a solvent in chemical laboratories, and it is a known cancer-causing agent. Meyer observed that severe chronic benzene poisoning in a benzene plant worker resulted in symptoms like those of scurvy. Meyer reported being quite amazed when it took a total of 11,500 milligrams of vitamin C, 6,300 milligrams of it intravenous, before this patient started spilling significant amounts in the urine. Meyer also noted that after this saturation was reached and then maintained with a daily dosage of vitamin C, the objective and subjective state of the patient had been greatly improved. A similar scurvy-like state that was benzene-induced and successfully treated with vitamin C was reported by Cathala et al. Castrovilli published evidence supportive of the conclusions of Cathala et al. Borman also noted that workers exposed to benzene had lower vitamin C levels in the urine. In a study on rabbits, Borman found that supplemental vitamin C appeared to delay the onset of symptoms associated with benzene poisoning. Libowitzki and Seyfried associated increased capillary fragility, a symptom seen in vitamin C deficiency, with benzene exposure in the workers they studied. They found that vitamin C administration eliminated this symptom. Forsman and Freikholm compared workers with and without environmental benzene exposure, finding that workers exposed to the benzene display a definitely delayed saturation of vitamin C as compared with the control group. This finding is consistent with the greater consumption of vitamin C by the benzene-exposed workers. As noted earlier, an increased requirement of vitamin C indicates an increased consumption of vitamin C, which is a typical indicator of vitamin C exerting a neutralizing effect on the toxin. Gontia et al. Showed that benzene intoxication lowered the blood levels of vitamin C in guinea pigs, and it also lowered the vitamin C concentrations in the liver and adrenal glands. Browning, in discussing the signs and symptoms of chronic benzene poisoning, outlined a number of findings that she, like Meyer, noted as being scurvy-like in appearance. Such an observation is consistent with a chronic exposure to benzene, resulting in a significant toxic consumption of vitamin C stores. Lurie recommended that the administration of vitamin C as a further aid in the prevention of benzene poisoning was a justifiable practice. Aldashev et al. Found that compared to workers without toxic exposures, greater amounts of vitamin C were needed for workers exposed to benzene fumes and the fumes of other aromatic hydrocarbons to achieve target blood levels. The authors argued that these results, along with additional data gathered on guinea pigs, indicated that higher amounts of vitamin C should be given to workers exposed to an elevated content of benzene and vapors of its methyl derivatives. Calabresi hypothesized that inadequate amounts of several nutrients, including vitamin C, could enhance the toxic effect of benzene, including benzene-induced leukemia. This is especially important because different workers with similar exposures and different levels of nutrients had highly variable evidences of clinical toxicity. Rao and Snyder also reported that vitamin C lessens benzene toxicity. These authors found that a number of different benzene metabolites appeared to cause an accumulation of free radicals in studies on human leukemia cells. Such an accumulation of free radicals would logically be an easy target for a strong antioxidant such as vitamin C. In rat liver cell preparations, Wu et al. Found that vitamin C, in a dose-dependent fashion, afforded protection from the toxic effects of bromobenzene, a benzene-related chemical. They also found that the protective effects were seen during both short-term and long-term incubations with bromobenzene. In guinea pigs exposed to benzene and variable amounts of vitamin C, more vitamin C was able to lessen the amount of benzene protein binding that took place. This effect was felt to be consistent with lessened toxicity and showed that an increased dose of vitamin C in one experimental system lessened the toxic symptoms of benzene and lowered the mortality rate by 57%. Carbon tetrachloride, CCI4, is a clear, volatile liquid used as a solvent in pharmaceutical preparations. Inhalation of its vapors can depress the central nervous system, and carbon tetrachloride commonly has toxic effects on the liver and kidneys. In experiments on rats, Shawita et al. And Shawita et al. Concluded that repeated doses of vitamins C and E could reduce the toxic effects of carbon tetrachloride on the liver. They were able to show objective normalization of toxin-induced liver enzyme elevations with these two antioxidants. Ademu Yiwa et al. Also demonstrated that vitamin C prevented carbon tetrachloride-induced liver damage in rats. Sun et al. Showed that carbon tetrachloride is a toxin which consumes vitamin C, especially in the liver. They found that the liver concentration of vitamin C in rats was decreased significantly within 24 hours after carbon tetrachloride administration, although the level of vitamin C in the plasma was not yet influenced significantly. Gonski et al. Also found that carbon tetrachloride administration to rats decreased the vitamin C concentration in the liver. Furthermore, they found that the total antioxidant activity of the rat liver was lowered by this toxic substance. Several research teams have reported that much of carbon tetrachloride-induced liver injury may be due to increased oxidative stress and the appearance of increased free radicals. As with many other toxicities, this is a condition ideally suited for treatment by vitamin C. Soliman et al. Experimented with mice and found that an intravenous injection of 30 milligrams of vitamin C prior to the administration of an LD10, a lethal dose for 10% of the test group of carbon tetrachloride, completely prevented death in the 30 mice given both agents. The authors also noted that this vitamin C dose minimized the carbon tetrachloride-induced abnormal tissue changes as seen under the microscope. Chatterjee was able to demonstrate that vitamin C could prevent another toxic manifestation of carbon tetrachloride poisoning in rats. Chatterjee noted that carbon tetrachloride induced gonadal degeneration in rats, and he was able to prevent this toxin-induced degeneration with vitamin C and normalize the gonadal rhythm. Chloramphenicol is a broad-spectrum antibiotic that also has a significant toxic profile. Ferrumbi looked at rats that were given chloramphenicol and found that the levels of vitamin C, vitamin A, and beta-carotene were all significantly decreased following this administration. Consistent with these decreases in antioxidant levels, Ferrumbi also showed that chloramphenicol significantly increased oxidative stress in rats. Working with mice, Banerjee and Basu reported that chloramphenicol significantly lowered tissue levels of vitamin C, especially in the liver. Alibi et al. Looked at the effects of chloramphenicol on human plasma vitamin C levels outside of the body. Increasing amounts of chloramphenicol significantly reduced these vitamin C levels. In addition to that evidence that chloramphenicol consumes vitamin C stores like other toxins, Rowell showed that the addition of vitamin C to a solution of bacteria increased the effectiveness of chloramphenicol as an antibiotic agent against the bacteria. It would seem that the routine administration of vitamin C with chloramphenicol can increase the antimicrobial effectiveness of chloramphenicol while decreasing its toxicity. Chloroform was once widely used as an inhalation anesthetic agent. It is readily toxic to the liver and kidneys when ingested. Tamura et al. Looked at the antidotal effect of vitamin C on chloroform toxicity in mice. They found that higher vitamin C doses had a better ability to protect mice from a dose of chloroform that would otherwise kill 50% of the mice. A vitamin C dose of 400 milligrams per kilogram of body weight reduced the death rate to 40%, and a vitamin C dose of 600 milligrams per kilogram of body weight reduced the death rate to only 10%. Finally, a vitamin C dose of 1,000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight allowed 100% survival of all chloroform-exposed mice. In the words of the authors, at this dosage level, the toxicity of chloroform was rendered nil. Cisplatin is an anti-tumor drug used against a wide variety of cancers. It also has significant toxic side effects, including inducing genetic abnormalities that can result in new or secondary cancers. Vitamin C lessened the ability of a cisplatin drug complex to cause DNA damage in human lymphocyte cultures and in endometrial cancer cells. Nefich also showed that vitamin C reduced the ability of cisplatin to induce chromosomal damage in human lymphocyte cultures. Giri demonstrated that vitamin C could protect against cisplatin-induced chromosomal damage in mouse bone marrow cells. Cisplatin can also induce kidney damage, hearing damage, and other nonspecific oxidative damage. Greggi Antunes et al. Showed that vitamin C protected rat kidneys from the toxic effects of cisplatin in a dose-dependent manner. Appenroth also showed that vitamin C, when administered with vitamin E, did an even better job in protecting the rat kidney from cisplatin-induced toxicity. Rebach et al. Concluded that hearing damage in rats caused by cisplatin was initiated by the production of more free radicals, increased oxidative stress. Lopez Gonzalez et al. Were able to lessen this hearing damage in rats with an antioxidant treatment that included vitamin C. Finally, Olas et al. Showed that vitamin C could protect against cisplatin-induced LPO and other indicators of oxidative stress in blood platelets. Cyanides are all extremely potent and rapidly acting toxins that effectively reduce oxygen availability to cells. Consistent with the vitamin C depleting effects of other toxins, Koshiishi et al. were able to show that a specific plant soaked in sodium cyanate solution demonstrated a significant depletion of its vitamin C content. Such a solution is used as an herbicide. These authors suggested that this data indicated that at least one mechanism of cyanide toxicity comes through the induction of oxidative stress, which consumes vitamin C. In cultures of rat cells, Kantasamy et al. Were able to show that cyanide induces toxicity by generating reactive oxygen species and overall increased oxidative stress. Consistent with the potent antioxidant properties of vitamin C, these authors showed that vitamin C lessened this oxidative stress and blocked the cell death induced by cyanide. Using the same cell line, Mills et al. Were also able to show that vitamin C helped protect against cyanide-induced cell death. Macau showed that cyanide accelerated the metabolic consumption, oxidation, of vitamin C in rat tissue, intestine, preparations. Cyclophosphamide is a chemotherapeutic agent used in a wide variety of cancers. It is also a common part of the treatment used to suppress the immune systems in patients with transplanted organs. Interestingly, cyclophosphamide itself is pharmacologically inert, but several active metabolites are produced by enzyme systems in the liver. Lee et al. Reported data on cases of fatal cyclophosphamide-induced cardiac toxicity. Of 10 patients treated with conventional therapy, 9 died, and the other went into chronic congestive heart failure. However, one of 3 other patients who received an antioxidant therapy of vitamin C and theophylline was reported to have survived the acute cyclophosphamide toxicity. As with many other potent toxins, cyclophosphamide increases oxidative stress and generates excess free radicals. Consistent with this finding, Venkatesan and Chandrakasan showed that rats with cyclophosphamide intoxication demonstrated increased levels of liquid peroxidation in blood and lung tissue. Correspondingly, the levels of vitamin C and glutathione were lowered. In a similar animal model, Venkatesan and Chandrakasan also showed lower vitamin C and glutathione levels in the lung washings of cyclophosphamide toxic rats. Some indicators of liver toxicity from cyclophosphamide can be restored to normal by vitamin C. Ghosh et al. Found that cyclophosphamide significantly elevated 2 common liver enzymes, SGOT and SGPT, and vitamin C supplementation could normalize these test values. Basavi et al. Found that rats treated with cyclophosphamide developed significant lipid abnormalities, including substantial increases in total cholesterol and triglycerides. Also, they found that the good cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, was lowered by treatment with this toxin. All of these toxin-induced abnormalities, however, were corrected by the co-administration of vitamin C. A number of investigators have looked at the effects of vitamin C on cyclophosphamide-induced chromosomal damage. Vijayalakshmi and Vinu found that relatively low doses of vitamin C, 10 to 60 milligrams per kilogram of body weight given to mice, were effective in reducing the microscopic evidence of this chromosomal damage. Also in mice, Gaskabdi et al. Showed that a wider dosing range of vitamin C, 1.56 to 200 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, exhibited a significant anti-mutagenic effect against the toxicity of cyclophosphamide. They also noted that the dose-response relationship was highly significant, indicating larger doses of vitamin C had the most pronounced antitoxic effects. Other investigators have looked at the ability of vitamin C to protect against cyclophosphamide-induced chromosomal damage and to protect animal fetuses from birth defects. In pregnant mice, Kola et al. Found a vitamin C dose of 800 milligrams per kilogram of body weight significantly lowered the cyclophosphamide-induced chromosomal abnormalities and resulted in a significantly higher number of viable fetuses. Also in pregnant mice, Vogel and Spielman found a vitamin C dosage range of 25 to 1,600 milligrams per kilogram of body weight reduced chromosomal damage from cyclophosphamide. They suggested that vitamin C seems to protect early embryos against damage induced by genotoxic agents such as cyclophosphamide. Pylans et al. Looked at the effects of much higher vitamin C dosing in cyclophosphamide-toxic pregnant mice. Administration of vitamin C at doses of 3,340 milligrams per kilogram of body weight was not associated with demonstrable toxic effects and had a protective agent against the toxic manifestations of cyclophosphamide. Furthermore, at this vitamin C dose level, all fetuses were morphologically normal and there was no reduction in fetal weight. In non-pregnant toxic mice, Krishna et al. Showed that this large vitamin C dose level provided a very good protection against chromosomal damage. Interestingly, Pylans et al. Gave a maximal vitamin C dose of 6,680 milligrams per kilogram of body weight in their pregnant mice. This is roughly equivalent to a vitamin C dose of 607,000 milligrams in a 200-pound person. At this dose, they found a 46% incidence in fetal mortality, even though the lower doses were clearly protective of the fetus. Although it is highly unusual, these researchers may have inadvertently defined a dose beyond which vitamin C should not be acutely dosed, at least for pregnant mice. It points out the fact that too much of a good thing, even vitamin C, might be harmful. However, as has been shown in numerous studies, the highest vitamin C dosage levels that consistently produce positive results are rarely approached. Cyclosporin is a drug commonly used to suppress the immune system in order to prevent rejection in organ transplant recipients. In rabbits treated with cyclosporin, Durak et al. Demonstrated that cyclosporin induced damage in the kidney cells. They showed that vitamins C and E lessened this damage, as well as the increase in oxidative stress also resulting from the cyclosporin. Wolf et al. Showed a similar toxic effect of cyclosporin on rat liver cells in culture and a similar protective effect by vitamins C and E. The authors concluded that cyclosporin causes toxicity in rat liver cells, at least partially by an increase in oxidative stress. Benito et al. Found that cyclosporin caused certain changes in the electrophoresis patterns of rat liver and kidney samples. The researchers also showed that in the doses used, vitamins C and E were able to prevent around 30% of the effects caused by cyclosporin in these patterns. In human lymphocyte cultures, Rojas et al. Observed that cyclosporin induced cell death and that vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine could lessen this toxic effect. In lung transplant patients, Williams et al. Found that there existed persistent oxidative stress as well as a compromised antioxidant status. These findings strongly indicate that vitamin C therapy may be of benefit in decreasing organ rejection. Slakey et al. And Slakey et al. Also felt that increased free radicals or increased oxidative stress were likely an important part of the process of organ transplant rejection. They worked with rats that had undergone heart transplants. The rats, given both cyclosporin and vitamins C and E, demonstrated a prolonged survival of the transplanted organs. The doses of vitamin C were also quite substantial, equating to about 100,000 milligrams daily for a 200-pound person. Digoxin is a heart drug commonly used for the treatment of heart failure or certain abnormal heart rhythms, even though digoxin can have toxic effects when too much is given. De et al. Studied the effect of digoxin in a goat liver tissue preparation. The drug caused a measurable increase in oxidative stress while reducing the levels of glutathione, an important antioxidant. vitamin C was able to significantly suppress these manifestations of digoxin-induced toxicity, and the authors suggested that digoxin toxicity may be the result of increased free radicals. Dopamine is an essential neurotransmitter in the central nervous system. However, when out of balance in the body, dopamine is also a known neurotoxin that may play a role in the development of several neurodegenerative diseases. Stokes et al. Showed that dopamine can increase oxidative stress and cell death in a culture of cells from nervous tissue. Vitamin C exerted a protective effect against the dopamine-induced toxicity. Levodopa, a drug used in the treatment of Parkinson's disease, is a precursor to dopamine. Levodopa has also been shown to cause toxicity in nervous tissue. Pardo et al. Have shown that the toxic effect of levodopa in cultures of human nervous tissue is prevented by the administration of vitamin C. Furthermore, the toxicity of levodopa in this system is associated with increasing levels of quinone, which are also prevented by vitamin C. In cultures of rat nervous tissue, Mena et al. And Pardo et al. Showed that vitamin C completely blocked the levodopa-induced production of quinone, thereby lessening the observed toxic effects of levodopa on these cultures. Doxorubicin is the chemical name for an anthracycline antibiotic best known by its trademark name Adriamycin. Doxorubicin is considered to have one of the widest spectrums of anti-tumor activity among the commonly used chemotherapy agents. However, it is also an exceptionally toxic agent as the cumulative dose increases. Fukuda et al. Reported that increased oxidative stress, as manifested by increased lipid peroxidation, is known to be a mechanism for the toxicity of this drug. Gita et al. Showed that vitamin C and vitamin E could lessen the amount of lipid peroxidation initiated by doxorubicin in rats. Fujita et al. Also showed that vitamin C significantly prolonged the lifespans of mice and guinea pigs treated with doxorubicin, while preserving the anti-tumor effect of the drug. They also noted that vitamin C was able to block the increased lipid peroxidation seen in the blood and liver after doxorubicin administration. Outside of the body, in vitro, Kurbacher et al. Examined the interaction between vitamin C and doxorubicin in cultured human breast cancer cells. They found vitamin C had its own cell-killing ability against the cancer cells, and also significantly improved the cell-killing ability of the doxorubicin in this system. Even when the vitamin C was given at a dosage that was not directly cytotoxic, it was still able to improve the cell-killing ability of the doxorubicin. Doxorubicin is well known to cause a severe cardiac toxicity when used long enough. Delos et al. Showed in rats that doxorubicin decreased vitamin C and E levels in the heart while increasing the levels of lipid peroxidation. The authors suggested that these effects support the idea of using high-dose antioxidants to combat this toxicity. Kojima et al. Looked at doxorubicin-induced heart toxicity in a mouse model. They found that benzylidine ascorbate, a derivative of vitamin C, was very effective in decreasing heart enzyme elevations associated with doxorubicin-induced toxicity. In mice and guinea pigs, Shimpo et al. Reported that vitamin C significantly prolonged the lifespan of animals given doxorubicin, even though it did not diminish the anti-tumor activity of this drug in their research setting. Furthermore, these authors asserted that the significant prevention of doxorubicin-induced cardiac toxicity was proved by electron microscopy, demonstrating that the microscopic picture agreed with the positive clinical effects afforded by vitamin C. When intravenous doxorubicin accidentally gets under the skin rather than in the vein, severe local skin damage can result. Hajarazada et al. Were able to show that when a 1 mg per milliliter concentration of vitamin C was delivered along with the doxorubicin, Direct injections of this combination under the skin in pigs decreased the resulting ulcer incidence from 87% to 27%. The authors suggested that such a regimen would likely be useful in people receiving doxorubicin infusions. Finally, doxorubicin has been shown to induce chromosome damage that can be blocked or lessened by vitamin C. Tavares et al. Showed that vitamin C significantly decreased the frequency of doxorubicin-induced chromosome damage in rat bone marrow cells. In the same type of cells, Antunes and Takahashi also demonstrated the protective ability of vitamin C against such damage. They also showed that the efficiency of vitamin C in protecting against doxorubicin-induced chromosome damage was dependent on the dose used. Halogenated ethers are known toxins capable of causing cancer. Schramm et al. Looked at a group of 77 workers occupationally exposed to BIS, chloromethyl ether, and chloromethyl methyl ether. Blood samples were drawn at the beginning and end of a 5-month period of vitamin C administration, 1,000 milligrams daily. Workers without any occupational exposure to the toxins were used as controls. By looking at the lymphocytes in the blood specimens, Schramm et al. Were able to determine that this relatively low dose of vitamin C significantly reduced the risk of genetic injury, as indicated by the decreased frequency of chromosomal abnormalities seen in the supplemented workers. Hydrazine sulfate is a chemical agent used as a germicide. Bayer used this agent to experimentally induce liver damage in vitamin C-depleted guinea pigs. Known as fatty degeneration, this type of injury is associated with an increased accumulation of fat in the liver. Bayer was able to show that the vitamin C-deficient guinea pigs, given the hydrazine, demonstrated an average of 50.3% more fat in their livers than did the guinea pigs given adequate vitamin C along with the hydrazine. Bayer was also able to show that the microscopic changes of fatty degeneration were far less and relatively mild in the livers of guinea pigs given more vitamin C. Iproniazid is a monoamine oxidase inhibitor originally developed for the treatment of tuberculosis. Although no longer used because of liver toxicity, iproniazid was also used as an antidepressant after it was found to lessen depression in some tuberculosis patients. In rats, Matsuki et al. Found that vitamin C significantly inhibited the iproniazid-induced increase in free radicals. Matsuki et al. Later reported that iproniazid-induced cell death in the liver of rats was remarkably lowered both quantitatively and qualitatively by the administration of vitamin C. Isoniazid, a related drug to iproniazid that is still used to treat tuberculosis, was also found to be a free radical generator. Matsuki et al. Found that vitamin C was also able to significantly inhibit this increase in oxidative stress. Isoniazid can cause a drug-induced hepatitis like iproniazid, and Matsuki et al. Suggested that vitamin C may lessen or suppress this toxic effect of isoniazid on the liver. Isoproterenol is a drug used as an airway relaxant and cardiac stimulant. The cardiac stimulant effect of isoproterenol can quickly become toxic. In rats, Bloom and Davis noted that isoproterenol resulted in increased heart contraction strength when given in microgram doses, but killed heart cells when given in milligram doses. In a heart attack, heart cells die, and there is a substantial increase in the products of lipid peroxidation as the cells break down. In cultured rat heart cells, vitamin C lessened isoproterenol-induced damage. Persoon-Rothert et al. Also showed that the formation of free radicals was the likely reason for the isoproterenol-induced toxicity to heart cells. Ramos et al. Were able to show that isoproterenol toxicity resulted in the gradual accumulation of calcium inside rat heart cells, and vitamin C blocked much of this intracellular increase in calcium. Lakey et al. Demonstrated the protective effects of magnesium ascorbate, a mineral salt of vitamin C, on isoproterenol-induced cardiac toxicity in rats. Methanol, also known as methyl or wood alcohol, is a component of many commercially available solvents. Although methanol itself is almost completely non-toxic, its immediate breakdown products are very toxic, and accidental ingestion of enough methanol can be fatal. The immediate oxidation product of methanol is formaldehyde. Vitamin C has been shown to accelerate this oxidative transformation in bovine tissue extracts and guinea pig liver preparations. Formaldehyde, used for embalming, is highly toxic. Sprints et al. Showed that vitamin C could substantially lessen the lethal effect of a formaldehyde dose that would otherwise kill approximately 90% of rats given this toxin. Even though a fairly small dose of vitamin C was used, about 50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, about 55% of the rats survived the formaldehyde dose. It seems likely that a Klenner-sized vitamin C dose would have a more dramatic protective effect. In mice, Mikel et al. Demonstrated that vitamin C lessened the abnormalities of body movement after a dose of methanol. Skujidlevska and Farbashevsky showed that methanol intoxication in rats led to impaired liver, red blood cell, and blood serum antioxidant mechanisms, along with laboratory abnormalities indicating an increase in lipid peroxidation and antioxidant stress. It would be expected that vitamin C should reliably lessen or block these types of changes. Poon et al. Found that rats exposed to a chronic inhalation exposure to methanol had a dose-related increase in urinary vitamin C after 2, 4, and 8 weeks of exposure. Poon et al. Also looked at the toxicity of tris-4-chlorophenyl methanol, a methanol derivative, in rats. As with methanol exposure, they observed an increased excretion of vitamin C in the urine, which is an anticipated response of rats to any toxin that is not immediately overwhelming in amount. They also saw a direct toxic effect on the liver, with many cells sustaining a lethal effect. Farbashevsky et al. Were able to show that other antioxidants could also improve the defenses of rat brains against methanol toxicity. N-methyl-D-aspartate, NMDA, is a neurotoxic substance that can induce cell death in rat neuron cultures. Majewska and Bell showed that vitamin C completely protected against NMDA-induced injury at a lower NMDA dose. They also showed that vitamin C markedly reduced cell death caused by a higher dose of NMDA. Bell et al. Later showed a similar protective effect of vitamin C against NMDA-induced injury in neuron cultures. Methylmalonic acid is sometimes an indicator of vitamin B12 deficiency when found elevated in the blood. When enough methylmalonic acid is given to rats, seizures result. Figuera et al. Showed that vitamin C and vitamin E pretreatment decreased the duration of these toxin-induced seizures. In a 7-year-old boy with excess methylmalonic acid in the blood due to an inborn error of metabolism, Tracy et al. Demonstrated that vitamin C therapy was of significant benefit. Specifically, vitamin C therapy resulted in the resolution of the boy's skin lesions, eczema, the excess lactic acid in his blood, and his jaundice. Morphine is a well-known opiate pain reliever that can readily kill when overdosed. Dunlap and Leslie found that a vitamin C dose of 1,000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight in mice provided significant protection against mortality due to respiratory depression. Willette et al., also working with mice, found that a much lower dose of vitamin C, 8 milligrams per kilogram, could still produce a decrease in the analgesic effect of morphine. Furthermore, they showed that larger doses of vitamin C produced a greater inhibition of this effect in a dose-dependent manner. Nicotine is a very poisonous substance commonly known to the public because of its presence in cigarettes. However, nicotine has also served as an insecticide and a parasiticide. Tamura et al. Studied the toxicity of nicotine in mice. They were able to show that a vitamin C dose of 400 milligrams per kilogram of body weight helped to protect mice against the lethal effects of a nicotine solution injection. Halimi and Mimran looked at the effects of vitamin C on nicotine toxicity in non-smoking human volunteers. Even though a small dose of vitamin C was given, about 200 milligrams, it was able to block the nicotine-induced lowering of cyclic GMP. Cyclic GMP is an important substance in regulating normal cellular function in all cells, and it appears that increased oxidative stress will lower its levels. In pregnant rats, Maritz was able to show that a tiny dose of vitamin C, 1 milligram per kilogram of body weight, prevented the toxic effects of the mother's nicotine exposure on several of the neonate's lung chemistries. Maritz also showed that the toxic effect of nicotine reduced the vitamin C content in the mother's lungs by 76%. Nitrates and nitrites, along with their associated compounds, can exert significant toxicity when ingested in high enough amounts. In rats, Garcia Roche et al. Showed that a daily dose of vitamin C had an apparent protective effect against the toxic effects of nitrates and nitrites on the liver, as reflected in multiple liver laboratory tests and in microscopic examination of the liver. When the body establishes a tolerance to nitrate compounds used in the treatment of heart disease, a lessening of the nitrate effectiveness is known to occur. This tolerance appears to result, at least partially, from enhanced oxidant stress, with an impairment of nitrate-induced relaxation of the blood vessels that improves blood flow. In dogs, Fink et al. Found that vitamin C suppressed this nitrate-induced oxidant stress, lessening the clinical picture of the nitrate tolerance. The effect of vitamin C on nitrates and nitrites is also seen in studies on stomach cancer. One of the reasons favoring stomach cancer development is the dietary presence of excess nitrates and nitrites, which can produce nitrosamine, a cancer-causing agent. Cummings, Schmall, and Eisenbrand, Oshima, and Bartsch, noted that the reaction converting nitrates and nitrites to nitrosamine and other cancer-causing N-nitroso compounds in the stomach is inhibited by vitamin C. Foreman also noted that the protective effect of eating fruit and vegetables is probably due largely to increased dietary vitamin C. Sierra et al. And Srivatanakul et al. Showed in humans that the ingestion of additional vitamin C lessened the appearance of a monitored nitrosamine in the urine. She et al. Looked at patients who already had stomach cancer, finding that such patients had higher nitrate and lower vitamin C levels in the urine compared to normal controls. Walker recommended that vitamin C be used to reduce the conversion of nitrites in the diet to cancer-causing compounds. Bovziniak et al. Were able to demonstrate in simulated stomach content outside the body that vitamin C appeared capable of decreasing the level of measurable nitrite added to the system. A similar inhibition of nitrate conversion into cancer-causing compounds has also been demonstrated in mice. Perez et al. Showed that vitamin C helped to block the formation of an N-nitroso compound when the mice were also fed high doses of nitrate. A nitrite derivative, peroxynitrite, appears to be an important tissue-damaging compound that substantially increases oxidative stress in the affected tissue. Whiteman and Halliwell showed that both vitamin C and glutathione protected efficiently against several of the measurable toxic effects of this compound. Sandoval et al. Looked at human and mouse cells in culture, finding that vitamin C decreased the peroxynitrite-induced cell death in these cultures. Koch hypothesized that vitamin C may prevent the formation of peroxynitrite in the brain, and that lowered brain levels of vitamin C may play a role in the development of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. The protective role of vitamin C against peroxynitrite-induced brain damage has also been advanced by Vitasseri. Van der Vliet et al. Have found that the presence of peroxynitrite in human blood plasma rapidly depletes the vitamin C present, an observation consistent with the toxicity of peroxynitrite and its metabolic breakdown when enough vitamin C is present. They also observed that peroxynitrite leads to lipid peroxidation, concluding that it likely causes a general depletion of antioxidants and an increase in oxidative stress and damage. Bohm et al. Have also observed that vitamin C works very well with other antioxidants, vitamin E, beta-carotene, in protecting cells from the toxicity of peroxynitrite. She et al. Concluded that vitamin C probably provides a detoxification pathway for peroxynitrite. Kirsch and Groot observed that vitamin C has a potent antidote effect against several different peroxynitrite-induced oxidation reactions. Peroxynitrite appears to have some interesting toxic effects on the heart, and vitamin C has been observed to counteract these toxic effects. Carnes et al. Have demonstrated that an abnormal heart rhythm, atrial fibrillation, AF, is associated with increased atrial oxidative stress and peroxynitrite formation. They also showed that supplemented vitamin C given to 43 patients prior to cardiac bypass surgery and for 5 subsequent days significantly reduced the incidence of postoperative AF. Vitamin C supplemented patients had a 16.3% incidence of AF after surgery, and control patients without the vitamin C had a 34.9% incidence of AF. Gao et al. Were able to show that vitamin C, along with a glutathione derivative, could reduce the amount of heart tissue injury after the experimental termination of blood flow to a part of the heart. The authors felt that this effect was at least partially due to a lessening of toxic peroxynitrite formation in the heart tissue. The scientific evidence indicates that vitamin C is very effective in blocking the conversion of nitrates and nitrites into compounds of known toxicity and cancer-causing ability. At the same time, vitamin C also serves to directly lessen the toxicity of a related nitrite compound. Nitrogen dioxide is a gas that is primarily toxic to the lungs. Once in the airways, it converts locally to nitric and nitrous acid, which exert a direct toxic effect on the cells that they contact. Human exposure to nitrogen dioxide commonly occurs in arc welders, firefighters, and those working with explosives. Nitrogen dioxide can also be generated as a byproduct of the anaerobic fermentation of crops. Tu et al. Looked at the direct toxicity of nitrogen dioxide to cultured human blood vessel cells. They found that vitamin C played an important role in protecting the cells from these toxic effects. Also, they found that glutathione worked well with vitamin C in providing this protection. Cooney et al. Showed that both vitamin C and glutathione were able to inhibit the ability of nitrogen dioxide to form cancer-causing compounds by its chemical reaction with another compound, morpholine. Miyanishi et al. Also showed that vitamin C could lessen the mutagenic, mutation-causing effects of nitrogen dioxide in mice. In keeping with its profile as a toxin, nitrogen dioxide was shown by Halliwell et al. To rapidly deplete vitamin C levels in human blood plasma. Similarly, Leung and Morrow showed that nitrogen dioxide exposure substantially lowered vitamin C concentrations in guinea pig lungs. The importance of vitamin C in the detoxification of nitrogen dioxide is also suggested by the work of Hatch et al. These researchers showed that vitamin C deficiency in guinea pigs enhanced the lung toxicity of nitrogen dioxide. Bohm et al. Showed that vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta-carotene all worked together to protect against nitrogen dioxide toxicity. Okra toxin is a mycotoxin, which is a toxin derived from fungus. Okra toxin has no known commercial use, but its experimental use can cause cancer and promote genetic damage. It is a naturally occurring mycotoxin and is found as a contaminant on corn, peanuts, storage grains, cottonseed, animal feeds, and decaying vegetation. Foleskovich showed that vitamin C can lessen okra toxin-induced tumors in the kidneys and livers of rats. Grossa et al. Also showed this vitamin C anti-cancer effect in okra toxin-exposed mouse kidneys. Marcon and Froelich showed that vitamin C could lessen the toxicity of okra toxin in laying hens. Rahimtula et al. Showed that okra toxin enhanced lipid peroxidation and oxidative stress in both rats and chicks, suggesting this effect as a reason for the toxicity of okra toxin. Kohler and Marcon also demonstrated that okra toxin increased lipid peroxidation in chicks. They showed that vitamin E lessened this increase, even though a small dose of vitamin C was ineffective. In mice, Bose and Sinha showed that a relatively small vitamin C dose was quite effective in lessening sperm abnormalities caused by okra toxin. Ofloxacin is an antibiotic observed to promote mutations in the microorganism Euglena gracilis. Erbringer et al. Showed that vitamin C could significantly decrease this genotoxic effect of ofloxacin. Ozone is a gas and potent antioxidant capable of damaging the lungs when inhaled in a high enough concentration. The cornea of the eye can also be an oxidation target. Weber et al. Showed that acute exposure of mice to ozone decreased the concentration of vitamin C in the outer layer of skin, providing further evidence that ozone induces oxidative stress in this outer skin layer, while demonstrating the typical consumption of vitamin C by the presence of a toxin. Kari et al. Showed in the lungs of rats that protection against ozone-induced toxicity was mediated partially by increases in ascorbate in the fluid bathing the lung surface. Wiester et al. Demonstrated that vitamin C levels were elevated in the fluids used to irrigate the lungs of rats that had adapted to ozone. They also found that the extent of adaptation was related to vitamin C concentration in this irrigation fluid. In guinea pigs, Cotavanti et al. And Cotavanti et al. Asserted that acute ozone toxicity seen in the lungs was increased by a vitamin C deficiency. In human subjects exposed to inhaled ozone, Mudway et al. Found that greater amounts of inhaled ozone consumed more vitamin C. These researchers also showed that vitamin C was depleted more rapidly than glutathione by the toxic effects of ozone. In mice, Kratzing and Willis were also able to show that ozone exposure decreased lung vitamin C levels. Ichinos and Sagai found in guinea pigs that a combined chronic exposure of ozone and nitrogen dioxide resulted in a substantial increase in oxidative stress, as measured by increased lipid peroxides. Also in a guinea pig model, Yeadon and Payne showed that vitamin C could prevent ozone-induced bronchial hyperreactivity. In another experimental system, Cotovio et al. Were able to demonstrate increased oxidative stress in cultured human skin cells due to ozone exposure. They also showed that vitamin C was efficient in preventing this ozone-induced oxidative damage to the cells. Acknowledging this ozone-induced increase in oxidative stress, Menzel suggested a regular supplementation with both vitamin C and vitamin E, adding that such supplementation is especially important for protecting the developing lungs of children. In plants, it has also been shown that vitamin C is a likely protector against oxidative stress, such as that induced by ozone exposure. Vitamin C levels in leaves were noted to fluctuate during the day, showing the highest levels at those times when environmental ozone exposure was highest, and indicating a probable adaptive response. Paraquat is used primarily as an herbicide. In addition to being capable of inducing methemoglobinemia, Paraquat can cause substantial liver, kidney, and lung damage. Schwartzman et al. Were able to show that vitamin C could delay death and even cause a slight increase in the survival rate of rats given fatal doses of paraquat. Similarly, Matkovitz et al. Were able to show that vitamin C improved survival in paraquat-exposed mice. Hong et al. Suggested that injected vitamin C was very important in maintaining a high enough total antioxidant status in the blood of paraquat-poisoned patients to facilitate their recoveries. In keeping with paraquat's role as a toxin, Minakata et al. Were able to show that the presence of paraquat in human serum clearly accelerated the destruction, utilization of vitamin C that was already in the serum. Capoletti et al. Looked at the protective effects of vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine, both potent antitoxins, on cultured human lung cells from the toxicity of paraquat. They found that these two antioxidants reduced paraquat-induced death of these cells. An additional example of vitamin C's importance in dealing with paraquat toxicity comes from Minakata et al., who studied a rat mutant that was unable to synthesize vitamin C. The mutant readily showed toxicity after being given paraquat, while a normal rat given paraquat resembled a normal rat given none. The difference in this experiment was the rat's ability to make vitamin C in response to a toxic stress. Paraquat is also felt to cause significant oxidative damage. Bismara et al. Showed that vitamin C was able to drastically reduce the toxicity of paraquat, which resulted from toxin-induced oxidative damage on frog embryos. An additional potential benefit of vitamin C in the treatment of paraquat intoxications comes from the work of Fujimoto et al. In preparations of rabbit kidney, they were able to show that vitamin C exerted a dose-dependent inhibition of paraquat accumulation. The authors suggested that this effect supported the choice of vitamin C as an antidote for paraquat toxicity. Fencyclidine is the hallucination-inducing anesthetic agent commonly known as PCP, or angel dust. It is a commonly abused street drug that is most often smoked rather than swallowed to allow better control of the drug's effects by the user. Rappold et al. Described the effects of a low, moderate, or heavy overdose of PCP. The heavy overdose is usually ingested, while the low overdose is usually smoked. In all three stages of PCP overdose, the authors have used vitamin C as part of a successful treatment protocol. Intravenous vitamin C was recommended by the authors for moderate and heavy overdoses. Part of the positive effect that vitamin C has on PCP intoxication relates to accelerated urinary excretion of PCP by acidifying the urine. Vitamin C as ascorbic acid is one of the agents that has been used in this manner. In fact, vitamin C can be administered to patients suspected of PCP intoxication in order to confirm the diagnosis when the PCP subsequently appears in the urine. Giannini et al. Reported that vitamin C was effective as an antipsychotic agent when given to men with PCP intoxication. They also found that haloperidol and vitamin C together had an even better antipsychotic effect than either one alone. Arano et al. Advocated giving 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C intravenously every 6 hours to comatose patients intoxicated with PCP. Even though the researchers apparently thought vitamin C was helping only by promoting the acidity of the urine to better excrete the PCP, undoubtedly a much broader antidotal effect was taking place. Welch and Correa reported success in treating a PCP-toxic 11-day-old baby with a regimen that included 250 milligrams of vitamin C every 6 hours. Phenol is an extremely toxic compound that typically poisons by ingestion or skin absorption. Phenol is also known as hydroxybenzene, since it is the major metabolite of benzene. Benzene was shown earlier to be at least partially detoxified by vitamin C. Skvortsova et al. Looked at rats chronically exposed to phenol. They identified phenol-induced abnormalities in laboratory tests looking at carbohydrate and fat metabolism. They were able to show that vitamin C, along with thiamine and calcium pantothenate, normalized these phenol-induced laboratory abnormalities. They suggested that supplementing industrial workers exposed to phenol with these nutrients could prevent phenol poisonings more effectively. A phenol derivative, 2-amino-4,5-dichlorophenol, is directly toxic to rat kidney tissue in vitro. Valentovich et al. Showed that pretreatment of the tissue with vitamin C